Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你的同在。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
Have your way.
求你凭你的意思行，
And everything we say and everything we do.
在我们所说的一切，我们所做的一
We
切，
want to lift you higher.
我们要更高的高举你。
Oh Jesus, you're so precious.
哦，耶稣，你何等的宝贵！
We thank you that every time two or three of us gather in your name, there you are.
我们感谢你，每一次两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们中间。
Ask you to pour out your spirit upon each one of us.
我们恳求你把你的圣灵浇灌在每一个人的身上。
We have come to know you better.
我们要来更多的认识你。
Reveal yourself to us, Jesus.
主耶稣，把你自己启示给我们。
We want you to live out your life within us.
我们渴望你从我们活出你自己。
Remove every hindrance
挪去一切的拦阻，
and be glorified.
你得着荣耀，
Fill us with your glory
用你的荣耀充满我
that
们，
we may dispense your glory.
好让我们可以散发你的荣
In
耀。
Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿
Amen.
门。
But we welcome you to be with us at Pilgrim Camp.
我们欢迎每一位跟我们一起，我们在纽约的营地。
We're here together to glorify Jesus.
我们聚集在这里，要来荣耀耶稣。
Sister Ruth is with us too. She's in another meeting right now.
我们的公牧师也跟我们一起在营地，他正在参加另一场聚会。
But dear Alice is here. To lead us in song and prayer.
但我们亲爱的圣秋姐妹在这里带领我们唱诗和祷告。
Sister Alice.
Okay, thank you. Hallelujah, 赞美主，赞美主，就像玛莎牧师刚才的祷告一样。哦，主啊，主啊，从我活出你的旨意。哦，我们是跟随主的，主啊，愿我们的身上也能够流露耶稣的馨香。哦，主啊，赞美你，赞美你。哦，让我们的身体、肢体能够受主的来管制，哦，我们要将我们自己完全的献上，谢谢主，哈利路亚。从我活出你自己，耶稣万王之王。对于我一切问题，答案是你自己。从我活出你自己，凡事你能随意，我愿做透明勇气。彰显你的名义，殿宇及全奉献，以出一切不竭。原野和花地荣光，竟从里面入见。全地现在当属我将身体尽归，作顺服安静奴仆，只被你来推动，身上肢体受管束，常等候你发言，准备为你来服务，或是再放一遍，没有不安的追求，没有竞争。 受邀，不应受对付缘由，不应后悔倒下。脱离今宵与尘间，我今柔软心。当你需要清明时，你能自由地吟，从我护住你自己，耶稣为我之王，对于我一切问题，答案是你自己。哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，刚才我们唱到，全地现在当树木，我将身体进贡。哈利路亚，赞美主。是的，主啊，在你的同在，在你的荣耀中，主啊，我们献上我们最高的敬拜。哦，主啊，在这个时候，我们也愿将我们的身体更多的献上，好像活祭一样，献在主的面前，让主你来制作我们。哦，主啊，赞美你，赞美你，让我们的心更多的柔软，更多的柔软，好使你自己来充满我们。主啊，我们不再为自己挣扎了。主，我们就是安静安息的在你面前，让主你自己来。主啊，我们原是你手中的工作，求你来制作我们每一个人，好使我们越来越像你，好使我们能够成为你所要使用的一个器皿，让你能够随时来使用。主，我们赞美你。主，我们说这是我们的祷告啊。主啊，哈利路亚！我们要向主求，向主求，哦，怜悯我们，帮助我们，让我们的这个人，能够渐渐死去，而能够有圣灵的果子在我们里面，能够流露出来，赞美耶稣，使人能够看出我们是跟随主的。主，我们谢谢你，我们更多的匍匐在你的面前。感谢赞美神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
We're so glad to be in your presence, Lord.
我们何等欢喜来到你的同在里。
We do all desire you to live out your life within us.
我们每一个人都渴望你从我们活出你自己。
We thank you, Jesus, that you are willing to inhabit us.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你乐意住在我们的里面。
Just ask for a clean vessel,
你就是要得着洁净的器皿，
an empty vessel,
倒空的器皿。
and you do the work to cleanse us.
你做工来洁净我们，
You do the work to empty us.
你做工来倒空我们。
We are all vessels in your hand,
我们都是你手中的器皿。
that you may be glorified through us.
好让你透过我们得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
This morning, we have a lesson from Genesis to Revelation.
今天早晨，我们要从创世纪讲到启示录。
We're going to go through the whole Bible, Pastor Lin.
林牧师，我们要查整本圣经。
Let's start with Genesis,
让我们从创世纪开始。
chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden.
第二章第八节，耶和华神在东方的伊甸立
And
了一个园子，
there he put the man he had formed.
把所造的人安置在那里。
Verse 9, out of the ground the Lord made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food.
第九节，耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。
And then if we go down to verse 6,
然后，
no, I want to stay there, don't I? The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden.
在园中又有生命树，
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
还有分别善恶的树。
Now we'll skip down to verse 16 and 17.
我们跳到16节和17节。
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat.
耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat.
只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃。”
For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
Now we'll turn to the third chapter of Genesis,
我们翻到创世纪第三章，
verse 4.
第四节。
The serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die.
蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死。
But God said, You will surely die.
”但神的话说：“你们必定死。
So the first thing the serpent tries to do is deceive the woman.
”所以蛇做的第一件事就是来欺骗女人。
He wants her to doubt the word of God.
他要女人怀疑神的话，
That's always his tactics with us.
这一直是他对我们的诡计。
But God said, You will surely die.
但神说你必定死。
And we know that's exactly what happened when sin came.
我们知道，当罪进入世界，这就是发生的事。
And because they disobeyed God, we read in verse 24 of chapter 3.
在第三章24节，我们看到他们背逆了神。
God had to drive them out of the garden.
神不得不把他们赶出了伊甸园。
So he drove out the man and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden.
他赶出了亚当和夏娃，在伊甸园的东边安设了基路伯。
Not only that, but a flaming sword which turned every way.
不但如此，还有四面转动，发火焰的剑。
God had to guard the tree of life.
神必须要把守生命树。
This is so important to listen to.
这是非常重要的信息。
If God hadn't done that, we would have lived forever in our sin.
如果神没有把守生命树，我们就会永远活在罪中。
God was really protecting them by placing that flaming sword there.
神把转动发火焰的剑放在那里，为了保护他们。
And it turned every way to keep them from eating of the tree of life.
这火焰的剑四面转动，就不让他们来吃生命树的果子。
Oh, God is always thinking of us.
哦，神总是在顾念着我们。
It was a great disappointment for him that Adam and Eve together sinned.
亚当和夏娃一起犯罪了，神何等的失望！
And that's what brought all the evil into the world.
他们的罪把所有的罪恶带进世界，
But God had a remedy for the evil.
但神对罪恶有一个救法，
He gave us the Lord Jesus Christ.
他把耶稣基督赐给我们。
That's the lesson in Genesis. Now let's turn to Revelation, the end of the book.
现在我们翻到《启示录》圣经的最后一本书。
It's also the last chapter in the Bible.
也是整本圣经最后的一章，
Revelation 22.
《启示录》第22章。
This is John. That's why John wrote it. John's the one that's saying it. He showed me a pure river of the water of life.
这是使徒约翰所写的。他说：“天使又指示我在城内街道当中有一道生命水的
It
河，
was clear as crystal.
明亮如水晶。
It proceeded from the throne of God and the Lamb.
从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
And verse 2,
第二节。
in the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life.
在河这边与那边有生命树，
It bore 12 fruits.
结12样果子，
Each tree was yielding its fruit every month.
每月都结果子。
The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
Oh, we see the tree of life, not only in Genesis, but we'll be seeing it when we go to heaven and see it in, as we read in Revelation.
哦，我们不但在创世纪看到了生命树，而且在启示录里也看到了生命树。有一天我们到天上的时候会再次看到。
But best of all, read verse 3. There shall be no more curse.
但最棒的是读第三节，以后再没有咒诅。
But there'll be the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座。
And his servants shall serve him.
他的仆人都要侍奉他。
I like verse 4 too.
我也很喜爱第四节。
They shall see his face,
他们也要见他的面。
and his name shall be on their foreheads.
他的名字必写在他们的额上。
Oh, how wonderful it is to see Jesus' face.
哦，何等的奇妙，可以看到耶稣的容面。
When we see his face, we will be so full of joy and glory.
当我们看到耶稣的面，我们就充满了喜乐和荣耀。
We can do that now when we look up at him,
我们现在就可以这样做，当我们来仰望他，
looking unto Jesus,
仰望耶稣，
we are changed
我们就被改变，
from glory to glory.
荣上加荣。
But oh, how important it is to know that the tree of life is going to be visible again too.
但是多么的重要，我们要知道生命树会再次显现。
And no longer will there be any curse.
以后再没有任何咒诅。
We'll be able to eat of that tree of life.
我们可以吃生命树的果子。
Now, I promised you three trees, the one in Genesis, the one in Revelation.
我承诺要跟你们提到三种树。第一种在创世纪，还有第二种在启示录。
And let's turn to the Gospel of John.
我们翻到约翰福音，
This is chapter 18.
约翰福音第18节。
And I'm starting right at the beginning, verse 1.
从第一节开始，
This is the all-important garden.
这是一个最重要的园子。
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden which he had, he and his disciples entered.
耶稣说了这话，就同门徒出去，过了基伦西，在那里有一个园子，他和门徒进去了。
Verse 2 as well.
还有第二节。
And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place.
卖耶稣的犹大也知道那地方。
For Jesus often met there with his disciples.
因为耶稣和门徒屡次上那里去聚集。
This is the most important garden
这里是一个最重要的园子，
because it made possible the tree of life in Revelation.
因为在这里使生命树，启示录里的生命树得以成就。
It was in the garden that Jesus surrendered fully to the Father's will.
在这个园子里，耶稣完全的降服了圣父的旨意。
That's why it means so much to us.
那就是为什么对我们何等至关重要。
And I want you to notice that he often met there.
我想要让你注意到，他们常常在这里聚集。
Judas knew where he was.
犹大知道耶稣在什么地方。
How we must often go to the garden.
我们也何等需要常常来到这个园子里。
Every day before we get active in our life, we should go to the garden of prayer.
每一天，当我们开始一天的活动之前，我们应该先来到祷告的园子里。
If I find out if you start doing other things or get interested in other things, you miss the most important time of the day.
我发现，如果你一早就开始做别的事情，对别的事情感兴趣，你就会错过早晨最重要的祷告时光。
Oh, if we meet the Lord Jesus there in our garden of prayer,
如果在我们祷告的园子里，你遇见了我们的主耶稣，
it'll make such a difference in the whole world.
会在一整天里，你的世界里变得完全的不同。
He gives us his peace.
他把他的平安赐给
He
我
gives
们，
us his promise
把他的应许赐给我们。
that as we rise from our place of prayer, we are strengthened with his own spirit.
当我们从祷告的地方起来的时候，我们就被他自己的灵坚固，刚强起来。
We get to be like Enoch, who walked with God.
我们就像以诺一样与神同行。
And he got so familiar with God that God took him.
以诺是这样的，跟神熟识，神就把他接去了。
He said to Enoch, "We're closer to my home than we are to yours. Come on home with me."
神对以诺说：“我们现在离我的家比离你的家更近了，你就跟我一起到我家里去吧。
And the whole reason he became familiar was he walked with him.
”他能够跟神熟识，是因为他与神同行。
So Jesus himself, when he lived on the earth, he frequented the garden to pray.
所以，当主耶稣在地上的时候，他常常到园子里来祷
He
告。
got his directions there.
他在那里得到父的指
He
示。
found out what the Father had planned for the day.
他发现父对这一天的计划是什么。
And we can receive that same anointing
我们也可以得着同样的膏抹。
if we meet with him first thing.
如果我们第一件事就来遇见他。
Oh, here they are in the garden. Let's turn to the book of Luke.
让我们翻到《路加福音
It's the 22nd chapter.
《路加福音》第22章。
When Jesus, let's see, this was after eating the Passover.
当他们吃过逾越节的宴席以后。
Chapter 22, verse 39.
路加福音22章39节。
Coming out. He went, pardon me. Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives.
耶稣出来，照常往橄榄山去。
As he was accustomed to do.
他照常往橄榄山
And
去。
his disciples also followed him.
门徒也跟随他。
We're going on reading. When he came to the place, he said to them,
到了那地方，就对他们说
"Pray that you may not enter into
：“
temptation."
你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。”
And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw.
于是离开他们，约有扔一块石头那么远。
He knelt down and prayed.
他就跪下祷告。
And he said, "Father, Father, if it's your will, take this cup away from me."
他说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。
Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
”然而，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
It's here in this time in the garden that Jesus surrendered fully to the Father's will.
就在这个园子里，就在此刻，耶稣向父的旨意完全的降服。
even pled, Father, if there's some other way, take this cup from me.
他甚至向父祈求说：“父啊，如果有别的方式，你可以把这杯撤去。
But after he prayed again and again, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
”但他一再的祷告，一再的祷告，然后说：“然而，不要成就我的意思。
That's a good way to close our prayer every day.
这是我们每一天祷告结束的最好的方式。
Not what we want, Lord.
主啊，不是我们要什么。
Not what I choose.
主啊，不是我能够拣选什
Not
么。
what I want to accomplish.
不是我要成就什么。
Or I have it all mapped out in my mind when I wake up what I'm going to do.
不是我早晨一醒来就在思想里想好了这一天要做什么。
My husband was very organized. He always had a plan for the day.
我的丈夫是一个很有计划的人，每一天都把这一天的计划安排好。
There's nothing wrong with that. He had 20 years in military. He knew what to do.
这没有什么错，他24年在军队里服役，他知道该做什么。
But I have my plans too.
我也有我的计划。
And I have some appointments I may have,
我有一些约会必须要去，
or some study I want to do.
或者我要研读圣经。
But it's so wonderful when we meet with him to use Jesus's prayer, not my will, but yours be done.
但何等的美好！当我们跟他会面的时候，我们要用耶稣的祷告来祷告，不要照我的意思，那要照
Lord
你的意
Jesus,
思。
have your way today.
主耶稣，今天成就你的意思，
You choose.
你来选择，
You arrange my day.
你来安排我的一天。
If I plan not of you, set my plan aside.
如果我的计划不是出于你，把我的
That
计划
was
放在一边。
a prayer Mrs. Robinson prayed. Lord, if I plan not of you, set my plan aside.
这是罗宾森师母的祷告，他说：“主啊，如果我的计划不是出于你，把我的计划放在一
I
边，
want to be led and guided by you.
我渴望被你来带领和引导。
Well, we know the story very well that when Jesus said that, it meant going to the cross.
”我们非常了解这个故事，当主耶稣这样祷告，就意味着他要上十字架。
It meant denying his own will.
就意味着要否认自己的意志，
It was a full surrender.
这是完全的降服。
When they came and arrested him, he made no resistance.
当人们来逮捕他的时候，他一点都没有反抗。
When they beat him and flogged him, he made no resistance.
当人们鞭打他的时候，他毫无反抗。
He had won the battle in the Garden of Eden, at the Garden of Gethsemane.
在克西玛尼园里，他就赢得了征战。
But it really is a picture of winning the battle in the Garden of Eden.
但是他在克西玛尼园的得胜就是一个图画，他也赢得了伊甸园的得胜。
Because he won the battle in this garden of prayer and surrender
因为在这个祷告和降服的园子里，他得胜了。
and went to the cross
他上了十字架，
and died for us.
为我们死。
Now, we have the right to eat of the tree of life.
以至于我们今天可以有权利来吃生命树的果子。
As John 3:16 tells us, he so loved the world he gave himself.
正像约翰福音3章16节告诉我们的，他何等的爱世人，以至于把他自己赐
Whoever
给我们。
believes in him will have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We who have accepted him are already eating of that tree of life.
我们这些接受了他的人都在吃生命树的果子。
But the day we are with him in heaven, we will see that wonderful tree of life.
但当我们到天上跟他在一起的时候，我们会亲眼看见那美好的生命树。
When we see it in Revelation, it's on both sides of the river.
在启示录里告诉我们，河两边都有生命树。
don't know if that means two trees or 12 trees because they have 12 different fruits.
我不知道是两棵树还是12棵树，因为每个月都结果子。
Every month, a new fruit.
每一个月都结果子。
Oh, that's what heaven's going to be like.
哦，这就是天堂的景象。
But I want us to realize what it cost.
但是我要大家能够认识到它的代价是什么。
The reason it's possible is because Jesus paid the price.
生命树可以成为可能，是因为耶稣付上了代价。
He sweat drops of blood.
他的汗滴如血点滴
He
下
was in
来，
such agony.
他是这样的痛苦。
I've never sweat even one drop of blood.
我从来没有流汗像血点那么。
But he drank the cup.
但是他喝了苦杯，
He made a full surrender.
他把自己完全的降服。
He constantly said, Father, not my will, yours be done.
他不住的祷告：“父啊，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
And he acted it out. It's one thing to say it, but he acted it
”
out.
他也真实的活出来，说是一件事，活出来是另一件事。
He carried the cross
他背了十字架。
until he fell under it.
甚至于他浮在十字架底
And
下，
they put it on the back of another man.
人们把那个十字架放在另外一个人的身上。
But when they got to Calvary, they nailed Jesus to that cross.
当他们到了加略山，他们把耶稣就钉在那个十字架上。
It was a complete surrender.
这是一个完全彻底的降服。
And in our daily life, we may pray the prayer, but we need to act it out.
在我们每一天生活中，我们可能也会这样祷告，但我们需要彻底、真实活出来。
Be careful to say, not my will, but yours be done.
你要小心这样祷告说，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意
If
思。
something comes up, we just surrender. Say, Lord, I'm in your hands.
当事情发生的时候，我们就降服说：“主啊，我在你的手中，
I commit myself to you.
我把自己交给你。”
You have your way.
按你自己的意思行，
And it'll mean victory for us.
这就给我们带来得胜。
We can do it because of His Spirit in us.
我们可以这样做，因为他的灵在我们里面。
His Spirit is given unto us. It's a spirit of surrender.
他的灵被赐给我们，他的灵就是降服的灵，
Surrender to the Father's will
降服于父的旨意，
instead of self-will.
而不是降服于自己的旨意。
So, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you made the tree of life possible for us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你使生命树的果子对我们成为可能。
We want to eat of that tree of life.
我们渴望吃生命树的果子。
We want to be among those that surrender.
我们愿意在那些降服的人中，
Surrender fully to you.
完全的降服于你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
We have another lesson, but I was going to ask Pastor Hong Leon, would you pray for us that we're willing to eat of the will of God? Would you pray for us?
我们下面还有一些教导，但是先请丰联牧师为我们祷告，我们可以愿意降服于他的旨意。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚！哦，赞美主，赞美主，赞美主！主啊，我们赞美你，主啊，我们赞美你，主啊，我们爱你，主啊，我们需要你，主啊，我们来到你的面前，主啊，我们要来吃喝你自己，你就是那个生命树，主啊，我们吃了你的果子。主啊，我们喝了你所赐的活水，主啊，我们就有生命。主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你为我们献上一切，谢谢你为我们，哦，完成了这个救赎。哦，主啊，因着你自己把生命给我们，主啊，我们要来喝，要来吃。 主啊，我们要来到你的面前，主啊，谢谢你，因为你就是生命，你就是道路，你就是真理，生命在你的里头。主啊，我们吃喝你的时候，我们就得着你的生命，因为你说你来就叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。主啊。求你给我们每一个人有很大的胃口，哦，更深更深的渴慕，哦，更多的来到你的面前，叫我们时常记得主耶稣，哦，愿意的完全的降服的生命，我们也愿意完全的顺服降服，没有自己，没有自己的意识，而愿意的。来到你的面前，哦，把自己完全的交托给你，把自己献上，像主耶稣那样，哦，主啊！但是我们需要主耶稣给我们这个生命，我们需要来吃，我们需要来喝，我们需要主耶稣的话语。哦，主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，今天透过。马萨牧师，哦，为我们分享这个生命树，这个耶稣的生命。主啊，主啊，主啊，就是耶稣自己。主啊，我们感谢你，我们何等的蒙恩，我们可以这样的喝，可以这样的吃。主啊，当话语传出来的时候，就是你的生命。主啊，让我们献上的，哦，每一位家人们都大口大口的吃。大口大口的喝，主啊，喝你自己，就是把你自己吃进去，你就是我们的生命。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，我们赞美你，主啊，谢谢你，继续的带领我们，继续的吸引我们，继续的把胃口赐给我们。主啊，我们感谢你，把所有线上的每一位家人，我们自己，哇，全然的献上。全然的降服，降服于你。哦，主啊，我们不要自己的意识，我们乃要你的意识。主啊，更多更多的吸引我们，我们赞美你，我们感谢你，我们祷告，感谢是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门，阿门，哈利路亚，赞美主。
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you too.
Thank you for praying for us.
谢谢你为我们祷告。
Now, we'll go back to the Old Testament for our next lesson. It's the three arks.
我们来回到旧约里，我们看在圣经里有三个，
We'll find it in Exodus 25.
在创世纪，
And
在出埃及记25章第10节到22节。
all the chapter 20 is the Ten Commandments.
在出埃及记20章讲到了10诫。
25 is the building of the ark, the building of the God wanted to live among them.
在25章提到了会幕，还有约柜的建造。
So after he gave Moses the Ten Commandments,
当神给了摩西10诫以后。
he wanted them to have a place where they could meet God.
他要他们在一个地方可以与神会面，
So they were going to have to build a tabernacle.
所以他们必须建造会幕。
And Moses got the instruction when he was on the Mount Sinai.
当摩西在西奈山上的时候，从神得了指示，
He was told exactly what to do step by step.
神晓谕他一步一步具体的该怎么做。
Let's read Exodus 25:10 to 22.
来读出埃及记25章第10节到25节，
This is about the Ark of the Testimony.
这里提到了约柜。
It was a place to put this Ten Commandment that was called the Testimony.
在约柜里要放着10诫的法版，就是
That's where God was making an agreement with them.
十诫的法版就是神与百姓所立的约，
That he would be their God and they would be his people.
他要做他们的神，他们要做他的子
He
民。
testified of that on Mount Sinai.
在西奈山上，神奠定了
God
这一
even
切。
wrote it on stone.
神把这些字写在石头上，
So it was very precious.
所以是非常宝贵的。
But they had to build a tabernacle, a place where they could put God's presence.
他们必须建造会幕，在这会幕里可以盛装神的同在。
Verse 10.
第十节，
And they shall make an ark of acacia wood.
他们要用皂荚木做衣柜。
Two and a half cubits shall be its length, a cubit and a half its width, and a cubit and a half its height.
长2肘半，宽1肘半，高1肘半。
You shall overlay it with pure gold.
要里外包上金金。
Inside and out, you shall overlay it.
在里里外外都包上金
And
金。
make a molding of gold all around it.
四围镶上金牙边。
You shall cast four rings of gold for it.
也要铸4个金环。
Put them in the four corners.
安在柜的四角上。
Two rings on one side and two rings on the other side.
这边2环，那边2环。
And you shall make poles made of acacia wood and overlay them with gold.
要用皂荚木做2银杠，用金包裹。
You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, that the ark may be carried by them.
要把杠穿在柜旁的环内，以便抬柜。
The poles shall be the rings of the ark, and they shall not be taken from it.
这杠要藏在柜的环内，不可抽出来。
And the purpose, you shall put into the ark the testimony which I will give you.
目的是要把我所要赐给你的见证的法板放在柜里，
You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold.
要用金金做施恩座，
It's gone 2.5 cubits should be its length and a cubit and a half its width.
长2肘半，宽1肘半。
You shall make two cherubim of gold of hammered work.
要用金子锤出2个基路伯来，安在施恩座的两
You'll
头。
make them at the two ends of the mercy seat.
这头做一个基路伯，那头做一个基路伯。
Make one cherub at one end and the other cherub at the other end.
两头都做基路伯。
And you shall make the cherubim of two ends of it in one piece with the mercy seat.
2基路伯要连接一块，在施恩座的两头。
The cherubim shall stretch out their wings above, covering the mercy seat.
2基路伯要高张翅膀，遮掩施恩座。
Covering it with their wings.
要遮掩施恩座。
They'll face one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat.
基路伯要脸对脸，朝着施恩座。
And you shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark.
要将施恩座安在柜的上边。
And in the ark, you shall put the testimony that I will give you.
又将我所要赐给你的法板放在柜里。
Ah, and there I will meet with you.
我要在那里与你相会。
I will speak with you from above the mercy seat.
我要从法柜施恩座上2基路伯中间跟你说话。
From between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony.
从法柜施恩座上2基路伯中间跟你说话。
About everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel.
和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
This is a beautiful picture.
这是一幅美丽的图画。
God loves to give us a picture.
神很喜爱给我们画一幅画。
He had that first garden. He knew what was going to happen in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里，他知道要发生什么事。
But he had in plan the garden in Revelation where we would be able to eat of it.
但他早就计划好了，在启示录里的园子里，我们要吃生
And
命
that
树的果子。
Jesus paid the price for it when he said, Not my will, but yours be done.
当主耶稣祷告，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思，他就付上了代价。
And now again, when he gives the Ten Commandments to Moses on the mountain, he has a plan for them to have a place where they could worship him.
在西奈山上，神把法版十诫赐给摩西，他已经计划好有一个地方，他要与他们相会。
It's a beautiful picture.
这是一幅美丽的图画。
People have drawn what they think it looked like.
有些人把他们想象的图
They
景
take
象画下来
the
了。
measurements and try to make them exactly like it says.
他们想要照着圣经上的这些尺寸来画。
If we turn to chapter 37
如果我们翻到
of
三十七章，
Exodus,
出埃及记37章。
let's see. Verse 1, we learn about somebody, Bezaleel.
在第一节，比撒列做约柜。
Then Bezaleel made the ark of acacia wood.
比撒列用皂荚木做柜。
And what did he? 2.5 cubits was its length,
长2肘半，
a cubit and a half was its width, and a cubit and a half its height.
宽1肘半，高1肘半。
He did exactly what God told Moses. He overlaid it with pure gold.
他认真的按着神吩咐摩西的所做的，
And
里外包上金金，
he made the molding of gold all around it.
四围镶上金雅边。
And verse 3, he casts for it 4 rings of gold to be set in its 4 corners, 2 rings on one side, 2 on the other.
第三节，他又铸四个金环，安在柜的四角上，这边两环，那边两环。
And it goes on to describe it. Verse 6, he made the mercy seat of pure gold.
第六节，用金做施恩座。
Verse 7, he put 2 cherubim of beaten gold in place on the 2 ends.
第七节，用金子锤出2个基路伯来，安在施恩座的两头。
Verse 9, the cherubim spread out their wings above
第九节，2基路伯高张翅膀，
and covered the mercy seat with their wings.
用他们的翅膀遮掩施恩座。
They faced one another,
基路伯是脸对
and
脸，
they returned toward the mercy seat. It's an
朝
exact
着施恩座。
description of the way we read in Exodus 25.
这正是我们在25章所读到的对约柜的描述。
But at the end of chapter 25, verse 22, we already read the purpose for the ark. There I will meet with you. Oh, God wanted to meet with him. God wanted to meet with him. God's holy. Only Moses could meet with him on the mountain.
但是在出埃及记25章22节，就是神制造约柜的目的。他说："我要在那里与你相会。
The
神是
people.
圣洁的，他只有在西奈山上能够与摩西相会。
God is so holy.
神是这样的圣洁，
God is so powerful.
神是这样的大有能力。"
He wanted to meet with them, but they said, "You go up, Moses. We'll wait down here."
他渴望与百姓相会，但是百姓说："摩西，你上山吧，我们要留在山
Sin in our life makes us afraid of God.
下。"我们生命里的罪使我们惧怕神，
But God has a heart that longs to meet with us.
但是神的心渴望跟我们相会。
Oh, he is lonesome for us.
Oh，他思念我们。
He made man just to be able to have friendship with him.
他创造了人类，就是想要跟人类相交。
But man wants his own way.
但是人类走了自己的路，
He wants to do his own thing.
他们要做自己的
He
事，
wants to be his own God.
他们要成为自己的神，
He wants to know good and evil.
他们要知道善恶。
But God's lonesome.
但是神思念我们，
He wants man to meet with him.
他渴望人与他相会。
He desires women to meet with him.
他渴望男人和女人都与他相会，
And he says, "You build a place where I can meet you.
所以他说："你要建造一个地方，在那里我与你相会，
I'm going to speak with you.
在那里我要跟你说话，
It's above the mercy seat."
就是在施恩座之上。
And God was going to communicate with him through his mercy.
神可以跟他们交通，透过借着他的怜悯恩慈。
And he put those two angels on top of it
他把两个基路伯放在施恩座上，
to make it glorious.
使这里充满了荣耀。
When we get alone with him, like we spoke of earlier in the garden,
当我们单独与父相会的时候，在我们祷告的园子里，
God is there to meet with us.
神就在那里跟我们相会。
He meets with us because of the precious blood of Jesus.
他可以跟我们相会，是因为耶稣流出了宝血，
That cleanses us from our sin.
洁净我们的罪。
And God meets with us through His mercy.
神透过他的怜悯跟我们相会。
But I especially love this line where He says, I will meet with you.
我非常喜爱这节经文，我要在那里与你相会。
Every time you come into the garden of prayer, His desire is to meet with you.
每一次你来到祷告的园子里，他的渴望就是跟你相会。
So, if we miss a day or two, get busy with a problem, a situation,
所以，如果我们有一些问题难处，以至于我们错过了一两天的祷告，
God is lonesome for us.
神何等的想念我们。
He wants us more for himself.
他渴望更多的得着我们，为着他自
He
己。
wants to be an intimate friend,
他想要成为我们亲密的朋友，
not just a boss that tells us what to do.
不只是做一个老板，告诉我们该做什么。
He wants companionship.
他想要我们陪伴他。
So he looks forward to that time in the day when you spend time with him.
所以他非常期待那一天，那一时刻，你可以花时间跟他在一起。
It was his desire in the beginning
这是他从起初的可想。
when he came walking in the garden to meet with Adam and Eve.
当他在伊甸园里与亚当和夏娃同行，
But that first or second or third or fourth time, they were hiding from him.
但是到了第三章里，他们犯罪以后就躲避神的
And
面。
he knew that's why they hid.
神知道他们为什么躲避。
But he had a plan then to take away our sin
但神有一个计划可以挪去我们的
and
罪，
renew that fellowship.
使我们与他重
He
新
did a
恢复的交通。
marvelous miracle. He had them cross the Red Sea.
这是多么奇妙的神迹！他使百姓过了红海，
And he brought them to that Mount of God.
把他们带到了西乃山，神的
And he
山，
called Moses to come up.
让摩西来到山上。
And he wrote with his own hand the commandments.
亲自用他的指头写了十诫，
And that was his love letter to us.
这是他对我们写的情书。
To tell us that there was a way that he could communicate with us.
告诉我们有一个方式，他可以与我们交通。
I think this, we mustn't read these things quickly.
我们不能把这些宝贵的话快快的读过去。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit will illuminate one phrase.
有的时候，圣灵会光照，用把他的光照在其中一个词上。
That's why I stop on verse 22, Exodus 25.
那就是为什么我停留在出埃及记25章22节。
After you've made this building, there I will meet with you.
当你把约柜制造好，我要在那里与你相
There is
会。
a place Jesus told us, enter into your closet.
有一个地方，耶稣告诉我们，你要来到内室，
That means a secret place
就是说是一个秘密的地
where
方，
he can reveal himself to you.
在那里他可以向你显现他自己。
Oh, it's easy to preach to a crowd,
向群众来传讲很
but
容
he
易，
desires an intimate relationship.
但他渴望有一个亲密的关
He
系，
wants to reveal himself to you personally.
他想要个人的向我们显现。
Yes, you're all teachers, you're all leaders.
是的，你们都是老师，都是领袖。
You have a message to give every time you meet.
你们每一次聚会都有信息要传讲。
But he's saying to us, don't neglect your time alone with me.
但是他对我们说，不要忽略你单独与我相会的时
I
候。
want to reveal my love to you.
我要把我的爱显现给你。
And you don't have to be afraid. I've put a mercy seat
你不用
before
害
you.
怕，我把圣座放在你面前。
Come apart with me.
你要离开，到我这里来，跟我在一起。
Well, you know, in the Old Testament, we read also that the Ark helped them when they went out to battle. 1 Samuel chapter 4.
在撒母耳记上24章，我们也读到神的约柜怎么样帮助他们在征战里得胜。
Yeah, they're fighting against the Philistines.
他们在跟非利士人征战。
Chapter 4.
撒母耳记上第四节，
And I think
而第四章。
the ark was captured. The enemy found out that the ark had power.
约柜被掳去以后，敌人发现约柜大有能力。
And here we read in chapter 4 that the Philistines captured it.
在撒母耳记第四章，我们读到腓力士人掳走约柜。
Verse 11.
第四章第十一节。
There was a great, well, I'll go back to 10. The Philistines fought, Israel was defeated.
从第十节开始，腓力士人和以色列人打仗，以色列人失败了，
And every man fled to his tent.
各向各家奔逃。
There was a very great slaughter, and there fell of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers.
被杀的人甚多，以色列的步兵扑倒了30,000。
That's horrible.
这很
But
糟糕。
also, verse 11, the Ark of God was captured.
11节，神的约柜被掳去，
And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died.
以利的两个儿子和非尼哈也都被杀了。
You remember they were evil.
你记得这两个儿子都是作恶
And they
的，
were slain in the battle.
他们在征战中被杀了。
The ark was captured
约柜被掳了。
because they realized that ark had power.
因为他们发现约柜大有能力。
And when we go to chapter 5,
我们来到第五章。
they put the ark in the temple of their god, verse 2.
第5章第二节，腓力士人把神的约柜抬进大衮庙。
They brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon.
放在大衮的旁边。
And verse 3, the people of Ashdod rose early in the morning, and there was Dagon fallen on its face to the earth before the ark of the Lord.
次日早晨，雅什突人起来，见大衮扑倒在耶和华的约柜前，
So they took their idol and set it in its place again.
所以他们就把他们的偶像又放在那里。
In verse 4,
第四节，
when they rose early the next morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face to the ground before the Lord.
又次日清早起来，见大衮扑倒在耶和华的约柜前。
And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were broken off.
脸伏于地，并且大衮的头和两手都在门槛上折断，
On the very threshold, only Dagon's torso was left of it.
只剩下大衮的残体。
And they realized they wanted to get rid of this.
他们就想要把约柜，
Verse 6 says, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord was heavy on the people of Ashdod, and he ravaged and struck them with tumors.
耶和华的手重重加在雅什突人身上，败坏他们，使他们生痔疮。第六节。
So that was the reason they were not only did their idol was broken in pieces and laying before the ark, but they had tumors on their body.
所以，不光是他们的偶像在神的约柜面前扑倒。完全的破碎，而且他们身上也生了痔疮，
So you know they made a plan to get rid of it.
所以他们就要把约柜请走。
Another story about the ark is in 2 Samuel.
在撒母耳记下也有一段约柜的故事，
It's chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第
His
六章，
birth and bringing it back to Israel.
他们把约柜运回耶路撒冷。
You know what happened? David went after it.
你知道大卫跟随约柜。
And there were, verse 1 says, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000.
第一节，大卫又聚集以色列中所有挑选的人3万。
I just noticed 30,000 were the ones that were slain before.
我刚刚注意到，这前面被杀的人也是3万人。
And David went with all the people.
大卫起身率领跟随他的众人前
They
往，
wanted to bring back the Ark of God,
他们想要把神的约柜运回来。
whose name is called by the name the Lord of Hosts.
神的名字就是万军之耶和华。
He was called the Lord of Hosts because he dwelt in the midst of the cherubim.
他的名字是万军之耶和华，因为他居住在两基路伯中间。
And you remember verse 3, they set the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and Uzzah and Ahio, the son of Abinadab, drove the new cart.
第六章第三节，他们把神的约柜从冈上亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。亚比拿达的两个儿子乌撒和亚西约赶着新车。
Verse 5, David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord, all kinds of instruments.
第五节，大卫和以色列的全家都在耶和华面前作乐跳舞。
There were instruments of fir wood, of harps, of stringed instruments, tambourines, and cymbals.
他们用松木制造了各样的乐器，和琴瑟、鼓、拔、锣、奏乐、跳舞。
And when they came to the threshold, verse 6,
第六节到了拿梗的合唱。
Uzzah put out his hand to the ark and took hold of it.
因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住神的约
For
柜。
the oxen stumbled.
因为牛失了前蹄。
Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against us, and God struck him there for Zerah, and he died there by the ark.
神耶和华向乌撒发怒，因这错误击杀他，他就死在神的约柜旁。
So at that time, David decided, how can we come near the ark of the Lord?
在那时，大卫心里就说：“我们怎么能够靠近神的约柜呢
He left it there. He wouldn't take it into the city of David.
？”所以他就不肯把耶和华的约柜运进大卫的城。
And God really blessed the house of Obedom.
但是神实在祝福了俄别以东的家。
For 3 months, and then when David heard that, he did go carefully bring it into Jerusalem.
神祝福他的家3个月，大卫听说了，就欢欢喜喜地把约柜运到了耶路撒冷。
Now, it's a story in the Old Testament about the Ark. And many of you know those stories by heart, but let's turn to Revelation.
这是旧约里关于约柜的故事，你们都很熟悉。让我们翻到启示录。
When we were studying the book of Revelation for Morning Glory, this meant so much to me. Chapter 11.
当我们在明亮晨光研读启示录的时候，我非常得祝福。第11章。
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Let's start with verse 15.
第15节开始，
The seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying,
第7位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说
The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he'll reign forever and ever.
世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God.
在神面前，坐在自己位上的24位长老就面伏于地敬拜神。
And this is what they said: We give thanks, O Lord God Almighty,
他们说：“昔在、今在的主神，全能者啊，我们感谢你。
the one who is, who was, and is to come,
你是那位全能者，是昔在、今在的神，
because you've taken your great power and reigned.
因为你已经执掌大权，做王了。
I've heard my teachers pray this prayer, Lord, take your great power and reign.
”我听到我的老师是这样祷告的，他说：“主，你来执掌王权。”
The nations were angry, and your wrath is come, and the time of the dead, they should be judged.
外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了，审判死人的时候也到了。
And that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name.
你的仆人、众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚。
Both the small and the great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth.
你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候，也就到了
Verse 19.
第19节。
Then the temple of God was opened in heaven,
当时神天上的殿开了，
and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple.
在他殿中现出他的约柜。
And there were lightnings and noises and thunders and earthquake and great hail.
随后有闪电、声音、雷轰、地震、大雹，
It sounds like fireworks.
听起来好像
It
是焰火一样。
was a grand day of celebration.
这是一个庆祝的大日，
We'll see the temple of God in heaven.
在天上我们会再次看见约
I
柜、
know there'll
神的
be the
殿。
golden ark.
我知道在那里也会看到金子做的约柜。
So not only do we see it in the Old Testament where it was made carefully, precisely,
所以，我们不只是在旧约里看到约柜怎样的被精心的制作，
and where it was even stolen,
甚至约柜被掳去，
and where somebody even died trying to keep it steady.
有人想要扶约柜，甚至被击杀。
But here, in the great end of the story,
在这里，这故事的最伟大的结局。
the very temple of God is opened in heaven,
神天上的殿开了。
and the ark of his covenant.
在殿中献出他的约柜。
Yes, those 10 commandments.
是的，十诫在那
That
里。
was his covenant with me,
这是他与我们立的约，
his covenant with you.
他与你立的约，
It was seen in his temple.
在他的殿里出现了。
You know, in the United States, the 4th of July, the whole sky is full of lightnings and beautiful arrays of bombs bursting in air.
你知道，在美国7月4号独立节，整个天空都充满了焰火，五颜六色，还有很大的声音。
That won't be able to even compare with the lightnings and the
但
noise and the thunderings and the earthquake and great hail.
是这跟启示录里这里的闪电声音、雷轰、地震、大炮是没有办法相比的。
That's the glorious day,
这是最荣耀的一天。
the day of his appearing.
就是他显现的日子，
And we'll be able to actually see the Ark of the Covenant.
我们可以亲自的看见约柜。
But then there's still more to the story.
但是还有后面的故事。
I promised you three arcs.
我们提到3个约柜，
Let's go to 1 Corinthians.
让我们来到哥林多前书
Chapter 3,
第3章。
3:16, just like John 3:16 is 1 Corinthians 3:16.
哥林多前书3章16节，
Oh, it thrills me to even say it. Don't you know?
哦，我一提到这里就非常兴奋，岂不知你们，
That you are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Do you not know that you are the temple of God,
岂不知你们就是神的殿吗？
and the Spirit of God dwells in you?
神的灵住在你们里头。
Oh, he's trying to show us the ark is just a picture.
他要向我们显示，约柜不过是一幅图画。
There was coming a day when there would be the Ark of the Covenant
有一天，神的约柜要显现。
within us. John's Gospel, Chapter 2.
神的约柜要出现在我们的里面，《约翰福音
And to look at
》第二章。
John, Gospel of John 2,
《约翰福音》第二章，
19 to 21.
19节到21节。
All the Jews were seeking a sign from Jesus, and he answered and said to them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up.
犹太人向耶稣要神迹，耶稣回答说：“你们拆毁这殿，我3日内要再建立起
The
来。
Jews said, It's taken 46 years to build this temple. Will you raise it up in 3 days?
”犹太人说：“这殿是46年才造成的，你3日内就再建立起来吗？”
But verse 21, he was speaking of the temple of his body.
21节，但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
Oh, how beautiful. Now let's turn to chapter 14 of John.
我们翻到约翰福音14章。
This is verse 16 and 17.
16节到17节。
I will pray the Father, and He'll give you another Helper
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
that He may abide with you forever.
叫他永远与你们同
He's the
在，
Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive,
他就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，
because it neither sees Him or knows Him.
因为不见他，也不认识他。
But you know him,
你们却认识他，
for he dwells with you
因他常与你们同在，
and will be in you.
也要在你们里面。
I will not leave you orphans, I'll come to you.
我必不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
Oh, he told him from the beginning of John that he was talking about his body being the temple.
哦，在约翰福音一开始，他就告诉他们，他自己的身体就是神的殿。
And then Paul in Corinthians says, Don't you know you're the temple?
在哥林多前书，保罗说：“岂不知你们就是神的殿
God
吗？
wants to inhabit us.
神渴望以我们为居所。”
He wants to fill us with His Spirit.
他渴望把他的灵充满我们。
Let's turn to Romans 8, 9.
我们翻到罗马书第8章第9节。
Sorry, we have to turn with you. Romans 8, 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
罗马书8章9节，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，
Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he's not his.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Yes, we received his spirit when we were born again.
是的，当我们重生的时候，就领受了他的
As he said,
灵。
if we have not the Spirit, we're not even His.
因为如果我们没有基督的灵，就不是属基
We
督
were
的。
born of His Spirit
我们是从他的灵生的。
when we were born again.
当我们重生的时候，
But He desires to fill our temple with more of Himself.
但他渴望以更多他的自己充满我们的殿。
You and I, we are the vessel. That is to carry his presence wherever we go.
你和我就是一个器皿，无论我们走到哪里，都要带着他的同在。
The ark was a vessel.
约柜是一个器皿，
It carried the covenant.
它盛装了神的约。
That was the handwritten word of God,
就是神的手所写的话，
written with his own finger.
以他自己的指头所写的话，
And the vessel of our heart is to be filled with the Word of God.
我们的心这个器皿也要装满了神的话。
Wherever we go, we carry His Spirit.
无论我们走到哪里，都带着他的灵，
He wants to give us more. Let's turn to
他要
Second.
给我们更多他的灵。
I think this is the last time. Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书
And it's chapter 4.
第4章，
This is Paul, Apostle Paul speaking, a Jew of all Jews.
这是使徒保罗对犹太人说的话。
He's writing this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 6 and 7 especially.
使徒保罗对信徒说的话。
For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness.
第4章第6节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，
Who has shown in our heart
已经照在我们心
to
里，
give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God
叫我们得知神荣耀的光，显在耶稣基督的面上，
in the face of Jesus Christ?
显在耶稣基督的面上。
The next verse, but
第7节，我们。
we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Oh, as we look at Jesus, we partake of his glory.
哦，当我们仰望耶稣，我们就与他的荣耀有份。
I'm getting in a habit of seeing Jesus in people's faces.
我现在越来越看到，在人们的脸上看到耶稣的荣耀。
I've had contact with some people of the world,
我在跟世人接触的时候，
and there's darkness in their face.
他们的脸上有黑暗。
But when I come across a Christian,
但是当我遇到基督徒的时候，
maybe even a waitress face,
甚至就是一个女适应生的脸。
you can see the glory of God on their face.
在他们的脸上，你可以看到神的荣耀。
By beholding him, we're changed.
借着注视他，我们就得改变。
And that glory is his presence.
那荣耀就是他的同在。
But as Paul is telling us,
使徒保罗告诉我们，
he is the one who's given us this light.
神是那一位赐给我们这荣耀的光的。
And he's placed it in our heart.
他把这光照在我们的心里，
It's by beholding the face of Jesus.
借着瞻仰耶稣的面容。
Verse 7, but we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. I'm an earthen vessel. I was made of clay.
第7节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，我
So were
是一个瓦
you.
器，
So were
你
you.
也是。
We're not made of gold,
我们不是金子做的器皿，
but we carry the gold.
但是我们盛装了
We
金子。
carry the glory of his presence.
我们带着他同在的荣
We don't
耀。
have to be carried on poles like the ark was carried on
我
poles.
们不需要有杠抬着，
We can walk on our feet.
我们可以用我们的脚走
He gave
路。
us legs.
神给我们
He
造了
gave us
双腿，
hands.
给我们造了双手，
Hands to praise him.
我们的手来敬拜他，赞美他。
Legs to carry us.
我们的腿来，带着我们行走。
But we're carrying more than our self-life. We're carrying the glory of God.
但我们不是盛装自己的己生命，乃是盛装神的荣耀。
And that Paul tells us we have this treasure in an earthen vessel.
保罗告诉我们，我们有这宝贝放
No,
在瓦器
if
里。
people look at us, we're not bright and shining like a gold box.
如果人看我们的样子不是一个闪闪发光的盒
But
子。
I want to point out to you, there is a third ark.
但我想要跟你们指出，还有一个约柜，第三个
Not
约柜。
just the one in Exodus, not just the one in Revelation.
不单是在出埃及记和启示录，
But he has an ark within your heart.
但是在你的心里还有一个约柜，
He wants you to carry the glory of God.
还要你来盛装神的荣耀。
As you behold him, he's filling you with his glory.
当你注视他的时候，你就被他的荣耀充
He
满。
wants you to carry his presence everywhere you go.
他要你无论走到哪里都带着他荣耀
Not
的同
just a
在。
meeting where we're together, but in your living room,
不单是在我们聚会的时候，而且在你的家
in your
里，
kitchen,
在你的厨房里，
you've hidden the word within your heart.
你把他的话藏在你心里，
That's what was in the gold box, the word of God.
那就是在约柜里盛装了
And there
神荣
was a
耀。
rod that budded, that was a miracle.
还有亚伦发芽的杖是代表神
So
迹，
the treasure in the box was the glory
所以在约柜里有宝贝。
and the commandments
有十诫，
and Aaron's bud that blossomed.
亚伦发了芽的杖，
with
开花，
flowers by a miracle.
复活生命的神迹
God's
使他开
able to do
花发芽。
miracles for us.
神可以为我们行神迹，
He wants to do a great miracle in us.
他可以在我们里面做神
To
迹，
set us free from the self life.
释放我们脱离己生命，
Fill us with Himself.
以他自己充满我们。
We are the vessel.
我们就是器皿。
We've heard much from Pastor Ruth last year on empty vessel.
去年我们听到郭牧师讲了很多倒空的器皿。
Yes, Paul goes on. You can read the whole chapter later, but he goes on to tell you we're pressed on every side, we're crushed, we're perplexed, we're in despair.
保罗继续告诉我们，我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望。
But all these things are that we may carry the glory of God.
所有这一切事发生，都是为着我们能够携带耶稣的荣耀。
The outward man perishes, but the inner man is made alive.
外面的人毁坏，但是里面的人却一天
All,
新似一
it
天。
doesn't matter how ugly we are,
不管我们外面看起来多么丑
doesn't
陋，
matter how deformed we are,
不管我们多么的
how young
软
we
弱，
are,
不管你多么
or
年
how
轻或
old
者
we
多么
are,
年老，
we can carry the glory of
我
God.
们都可以携带神的荣耀。
By beholding Him, we're changed.
借着注视他，我们就被他改变。
And this world needs God's presence.
这个世界需要神的同在。
He wants each one of us to be an ambassador
他愿意我们都成为基督的使者，
that goes out
我们出去，
to carry Jesus,
我们携带着耶稣出去，
carry the treasure with us.
携带着宝贝在我们里面。
And the most important place is right in my home
最重要的场所就是在我的家里，
with my mother,
跟我的母亲在一
with my
起，
brother,
跟我的兄弟在一起，
with my aunt,
跟我的姨妈在一起。
with my nieces,
还有我的侄女们，
or my son,
我的儿子们，
or my husband,
我的丈夫，
or my wife.
或者我的妻子，
That's where we carry the presence 24/7.
在那里我们携带他的同在，一天24小时。
Lord Jesus, fill us to overflowing with your glory.
主耶稣，求你用你的荣耀充满我们，直到满
Oh,
意。
that it might be no more I, but Christ living in me,
好让不再是我，乃是基督在我里面
flowing
活。
through me.
你透过我流露你的生命。
Jesus, you've made the provision within us that you may dwell in us.
主，你已经在我们里面预备，好让你居住在我们里面。
We may be the ark that holds your presence.
好让我们可以成为那约柜，盛装你的同
And
在。
when we speak, it'll come out of the glory you've put in us.
当我们说话的时候，你的荣耀就流出来。
And when we work and when we play, it'll be Jesus.
当我们工作的时候，当我们做事的时候，都是耶稣在做。
Set us free, Lord,
主，你释放我们，
that we may glorify you.
好让我们荣耀你。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
As Pastor Lin, you're here, we pray for us. And maybe Pastor Lai is here too.
我们请林牧师，也许赖牧师也在这里为我们祷告。
Hallelujah. 主，我们要感谢你今天晚上。玛莎牧师跟我们分享他心灵里面的感动，从一开始到结束，虽然不是一个很一致的，但是我们知道都是从神而来的教导，让我们能够以主为主，以主的意念为意念。主，我们谢谢你。愿主施恩来祝福我们所有的家人，通过今天晚上这样的一段时间里面的内容，能够再仔细的、细细的去思想。我们听下来没有完全的领受，但我们必须花时间来思想 玛莎牧师所给我们的这一些祝福的话语。谢谢主，祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。主耶稣，这是我们领受一个多么宝贵的，从好像我们是面对的施恩主，面对面听你那大有能力生命的话语，我们真的需要花时间，慢慢的去仔细的咀嚼，这话是从你里面的约柜里的同在里所流出来的。它大有能力，它吸引我们往里面去，何等的宝贵！谢谢主，我实在还说不出来，但这里面有很深的生命等着我们来被开启，求圣灵继续引导我们，继续教导我们。谢谢主，谢谢玛莎牧师私下这样一段生命的活水在充满我们。就谢谢主，也提醒我们不要忽略我们每一日与你单独相处的时间。我们都是属你的，谢谢主。这样，祷告奉主的名求，阿门。
Pastor Hanlian, we still have time. You want to pray for everybody?
Oh, hallelujah, 主啊，我们感谢你。主啊，今天我们知道你的心意。就是把你的荣耀充满着我们这个卑微人的生命里头，从我们的生命显出你自己的荣耀。从以前在旧约的时刻，哦，你就透过约柜跟我们说话。主啊，你要住在人的当中，你要跟我们相见，你要跟我们相会。这是你的心意。从起初，你把人放在伊甸园，就是你要跟我们在一起。主啊，借着就是约柜，借着主啊，就是你的会幕。主啊，一直一直到耶稣来，哦，再到圣灵住在我们的里面。主啊，我们看见你。真的太奇妙了，主啊，你既然愿意在我们这个瓦器里头，住在我们这个瓦器里面，你是何等的宝贵，你就是那个宝贝，你就是要住在我们的里面，与我们同在，与我们每天面对面。主啊，主啊，你爱我们爱到这个地步，主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，我们是谁呢？主啊，今天我们要回应你，哦，我们线上每一位家人们，我们都要回应你。主啊，我们要更多的与你相亲。主啊，我们要更多的亲近你，更多的爱你，更深的住在你的里面。主啊，我们每天都要与你面对面，我们的灵要跟你的灵紧紧的连在一起。主啊，主啊，我们要跟你合而为一。主啊，这是你的心意，这是你的心愿。今天晚上，透过玛莎牧师这个哦，多么荣耀的话语，主啊，我们可以感受神就在我们的里面彰显出来。主啊，这个活水就已经涌流了。主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。主啊，谢谢你。主啊，我们要你，我们要更多的被你充满，好叫你的荣耀从我们这个生命彰显出来。无论我们在家，在哪里，在工作的地方，在每一个地方，我们都能够让别人看见我们里面的耶稣。主啊，我们真的把自己献给你。主啊，我们需要你。主啊，我们爱你。主啊，我们谢谢你今天 哦，主啊，主啊，真是太谢谢你了！主啊，我们感谢你，看到你一直一直的显明你的心意，就是住在我们的里面，就是跟我们在一起。主啊，谢谢你，赞美你，我们感谢你，我们把家人们都交托。主啊，让每一位家人们都能够深深感受的那一个荣耀，现在在充满着每一位。哦，主啊，哦，话语的大人，哦，带来这个能力。哦，主啊，我们谢谢你，我们感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
I want to tell you, Pastor Ruth sends her love and greetings. Pastor Ruth is with me here at Pilgrim Camp.
郭牧师跟我在一起，在纽约的营地，他要把他的爱和问安带给你们。
But she has been asked by Brother Philip Waldfogel to share in the meeting here.
但是今天早上，菲利普牧师邀请他在聚会里分享，
So she wasn't able to be with us this morning.
所以今天早晨他没有办法跟我们在一
But
起。
Ruby's here.
宝华在这里。
Ruby stayed.
Yeah，
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Love from Pastor Ruth.
把郭牧师的爱带给你们。
Bye bye.
再见。